interesting Ben Ish Hai that had a whole dilemma in Parashat Nassau in Halakha Vav. His question was, do you make a beracha on beer or, let's say, a drink like a whiskey or ala or something like that in the middle of a se'uda? That's not our topic today. It's a different subject, but we'll get to the point. It means the guy made nitilat yadayim, he made hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, he's sitting down having his bread, now they pour from a drink. Does he make a beracha in the middle of the se'uda? The Ben Ish Hai really comes out, it's a big question, it's a dilemma. Because you consider this, we'll call it a hard drink, do you consider it part of the se'uda, to enhance the se'uda, and if that's the case, then of course it's covered with hamotzi. Or maybe you look at it as, no, it's not coming to enhance the se'uda, as he writes, Shema ba lechamem ma'etztomcha. Maybe it's just coming to warm up the stomach, le'akel ma'achal. It's coming to help digestion, which already then it would need a beracha. It's not coming as part of eating with the se'uda, it's coming for a different purpose. So the Ben Ish Hai says, we have a safek. Hilkach safek berachot la'akel. Don't make a beracha on beer, scotch, aran, all these items in the middle of the se'uda. So, but he writes an idea. He says, to get out of the problem, take a little sugar, make a shakol yavet baro on the sugar, and have kavanah for the beer. So you save yourself. So it comes Hakam Ovadia, and he writes in his Chazon Ovadia, in the Berachot, he says, I agree that it's a safek when it comes to these items, but the Ben Ish Hai's idea to make a beracha on sugar, he doesn't understand why that's the solution. Because sugar itself is a safek. Sugar is a basri way mahlok, and if it's shakul, it's an adama. So he says, I don't understand, you're going to take an item that's a safek in order to cover another sefek. So while he agrees to the subject, but he doesn't understand the Ben Ish Hai's solution, taking sugar, because sugar specifically is considered a sefek. In that case, what the best thing to do is, if he made borei pri gefen, then of course you can have kavanah. You don't have to have kavanah. When you're making gefen, gefen covers all the drinks that are going to come in the se'uda. Or if a person wants, where he knows he's going to have these drinks, so he could sip it before, in the case where, let's say, you're not obligated for kiddush and things like that, he could sip it before the meal with a shakol, and then he covers it.